I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. WNPR has been following the environmental impact of Connecticut's recently passed state budget. In December, we reported on how tens of millions of dollars set aside to make homes and businesses more energy efficient will instead be pumped into the state's general fund. It's a funding raid that's been criticized as a hidden tax on utility bills. Now, WNPR explains what the changes mean for consumers and greenhouse gases. Connecticut's recent cold spell may have you looking at your heating bill and thinking, I need to lower this. One way, an energy audit. The state runs a program to help weatherize your house and make it more efficient. It usually provides about $1,000 in services, but customers typically only pay a fraction of that. That's because utility ratepayers pay a small fee on their bills, which is supposed to support these programs. But the state legislature just threw a big wrench in that. In its most recent budget, it slashed Connecticut's Energy Efficiency Fund by about $130 million over the next 2 years.
Honestly, this time of year is probably the worst because this is when people are starting to really think about how to make their homes more efficient.
Taryn O'Connor is chair of Connecticut's Energy Efficiency Board. She says ratepayer money will be piped into the general fund.
The programs that we offer and that are really doing very well are now, some are coming to a kind of a screeching halt. Others we're really having to scramble to try and reconfigure.
First, let's figure out what this means for gas customers. To do that, we need to go back to those small fees on utility bills. Right now, they work like this. The state mandates every electric customer pay an efficiency charge on their bill. And if you use natural gas, you pay another charge on that bill too. Now, that might not seem fair, but the state is hoping to make sure the gas customers are insulated from the worst of the efficiency cuts. Now, what about oil customers?
It's a little tricky.
That's because unlike gas customers, if you heat with oil, there is not an additional conservation charge on your bill. So
that calls the question, okay, how are we going to handle our oil-heated homes who do want to take advantage of the programs?
For a while, Connecticut's solution was to use money from the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. But the legislature gutted that funding too, raiding $20 million over the next 2 years. Bottom line, O'Connor says oil customers will miss out big time on state-subsidized energy efficiency services.
We'll be able to do around 2,500 to 3,000 oil and propane jobs, the large majority of those which would be oil. And if we hadn't had the cut, I mean, we would have proceeded in 2018 with the ability to do about 7,500 to 8,000. So it's a big cut we're faced with.
So what if oil customers just got a fee on their bills, too? The Department of Energy and Environmental Protection likes the idea. The oil industry, not so much.
We don't want our customers contributing to conservation programs because they'll be used for other purposes like balancing the budget.
Chris Herb is president of the Connecticut Energy Marketers Association, which represents about 600 home heating oil and propane dealers in the state.
Our position is that these funds should be generated just through the electric bill equally and fairly to all. I'm not really excited about lowering natural gas costs since we compete with them, but if we honestly are serious about achieving additional conservation, the best way to do it is to just have a one point of collection through the electric bill.
Chris Phelps with the advocacy group Environment Connecticut says state efficiency programs need to be more fuel blind. That is, focus on who needs efficiency services the most rather than playing favorites with who heats with oil or with gas.
There's a strong argument for saying that we really should focus on bang for the buck. Where can we get the most savings for the people who need it the most? And that becomes even more imperative, I think, as the amount of money available shrinks, at least in the near term.
Meanwhile, heating contractors say homes using more carbon-intensive fuels like oil are already seeing fewer efficiency services due to the budget cuts. The state DEP says this will result in an additional 13 million gallons of oil burned in Connecticut over the next 2 years, and several contractors say they've already begun laying off employees trained to make oil homes more efficient. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.